Alrighty, how are we doing, everyone? Happy Halloween. This is episode, I think, 4 of my podcast, Let's Talk Sports. Today's gonna be a quick one. The Buccaneers and Saints just got done, which was the last, that was the last afternoon game before Vikings and Cowboys. A lot of crazy stuff happened today around the league. So I'm really excited to get into it. So let's go. Okay, so first I need to talk about I need to send out an apology to a lot of teams. I think I went 7-6 in my game picks, which is not very great. I am counting the Thursday night game because I did say the Cardinals were going to beat the Packers. I got the Saints. The Saints won. That was wrong. Panthers. Hey, I'll just go through them. So I'll start from the earliest game or the earlier games at least. So I'm going to talk about one of the boring ones that I literally didn't turn on at all, and I just saw highlights on my phone. The Steelers and the Browns. I was very wrong about the Browns. It did not go any way like I thought. I thought the Browns were kind of going to steamroll the Steelers. Roethlisberger played one of his better games this year. Baker Mayfield didn't throw a single touchdown. Yeah, and then D'Ernest Johnson got another touchdown. Nick Chubb rushed for 61. Baker threw for 225, but no touchdowns. Yeah, the Steelers defense is just really good. That's what it seems like. Like I said, I didn't really watch this game, so I'm not going to act like I did. But yeah, no, that's how it seems. It seems that the Steelers are still carried by their defense like they were last year when they went like 8-0 or whatever, 10-0, whatever it was. No interceptions from Mayfield. No fumbles either, I think. Is there no turnovers? Wow, they scored 15 points in 10 points, and they literally didn't turn over the ball. Oh, yeah, I lied. The Browns fumbled. What? I don't know. It's being weird with the turnovers. It's saying... So, two interceptions? No. Baker Mayfield threw none. Okay. I don't know what this means. It does say one fumble, though, by Ray McLeod. Oh, and Landry fumbled. I lied. Oh, TJ Watt recovered a fumble. Justin Lane recovered a fumble. And Ray McLeod just fumbled. Okay. And then Jarvis Landry fumbled, and he lost that fumble. So there were some turnovers, but like I said, I didn't really watch that game. Wasn't on my radar. There was much better games, much crazier games going on. But I did get that one wrong. So 0-1. Panthers and Falcons. Panthers won 19-13. I said that was going to happen. Another pretty boring game. A lot of field goals. There was just a lot of field goals in general today, I think. I feel like. A lot of weird numbered scores, too. Like 15-10. That's a little weird. 19-13. Again, weird. Yeah, I didn't really watch the Panthers and Falcons game because I was watching the Bills and Dolphins because it was close to the very end. Not very end, but to like the fourth quarter. Yeah, I know that Stephon Gilmore got a really good pick at the end. I know someone stepped on Matt Ryan's hand and made it gush blood. Really gross. I guess it fits the Halloween spirit, though. Oh, this reminds me. I do want to talk about Calvin Ridley. For those of you who don't know, he stepped away from football to work on his mental health. And I'm a big fan of that. Not of him struggling with mental health, but I'm a big fan of him taking time away from football to recover and be in a better mindset. So please, if you agree or believe in what he's standing for, please go show support. He tweeted about it and retweet it, like it. Really, really awesome that he's doing that. But anyway... Panthers, yeah, beat the Falcons 19-13. And Matt Ryan went 20 for 27 with 146 yards passing and a touchdown. Sam Darnold went out with a concussion. So he got benched last week, and then he got a concussion this week. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Darnold. But yeah, not much to say about that game. Then they have the Bills and the Dolphins. This was a very weird game because it was 3-3 through halftime. And then 10-3 through the third. And then the Bills scored again, and then the Dolphins scored. And I was like, are the Dolphins going to upset the Bills? Because at this point, the Jets were competing with the Bengals. They were happening at the same time. And the Jets literally destroyed the Bengals, but we'll get into that later. Anyway, I mean, I predicted the Bills to win, so I'm not shocked that they won. I'm just shocked that it wasn't a blowout. I always think it's so funny looking at the Dolphins record, because they literally got a win week one. And that was a game I think they were projected to. Oh, no, they were projected to win that game, huh? Yeah, they were, because people talked them up. People said they were going to be second in the AFC East, I believe. Yeah, they're just not very good. It's really hard, I think, for Tua, because he's left-handed. And so he has to make a lot of plays. Like, they design a lot of plays that he has to go across body, which I don't know why they do that, because that's not normal for a quarterback to have to keep throwing across the body like that. And he always rolls out, like, always. He never gets enough time to just throw it. Devontae Parker seems like he's kind of fallen off a cliff. He dropped a few passes. And I think he dropped four by the end of the game. Really sad, though, because when he was really good, he was fun to watch. But yeah, Bills won 26-11. That makes me 2-0. Look at me, I'm doing so good. And then we get to the 49ers and the Bears. And listen, through halftime, it was 13-9. And I was like, you all know what? I got this right. Bears, this is a lock. The Bears are going to win. And then halftime rolled around, and the Bears just stopped playing. I don't know why I would ever pick the Bears. That was a big, big mistake. I just wanted to mix it up. But this isn't even my worst pick. That is yet to come. Garoppolo went 17 for 28 with 322 yards passing. He ran one in. He ran two touchdowns in, actually. Mitchell had 18 carries for 137 yards and a touchdown. And then Debo went off with 6 receptions and 171 yards receiving. I forgot we covered the Steelers game. So I'm actually 2-1. And then this makes me 2-2. Really unfortunate. Justin Fields looks pretty good too. I liked Justin Fields in this game a lot. Next game. Ooh. See, this is where I went wrong. I wanted to pick Dan Campbell's Lions to win, because in reality, I was like, well, you know, the Lions have a good chance. The Eagles aren't great, and they're home, and it's Halloween. Just kidding. I did not think about that. But I was like, they have to win. It's got to be like a motivational, like, we finally won. We're not going to go 0-16. The Eagles beat the Lions 44-6. Yeah, I don't even think I need to talk about this, other than the fact that TJ Hockenson had 10 receptions for 89 yards for the Lions, and they scored 6 points in the fourth quarter. Yeah, that's pretty rough. Yeah, Lions fans, how are you feeling right now? Pretty rough, right? Not looking good. Going to get Spencer Rattler. Just kidding. I don't think he's a first-round pick. If the Lions get Spencer Rattler, that is the most Lions pick in the world. Yeah, really rough for them. next game, because that one doesn't take much talking about. Titans and Colts. So I am going to talk about this one, because this one was a lot of fun. It started the Colts. I picked the Titans, by the way. Just remember that. The Colts were favored in this game. I forgot by how much. I think it was 2-3 or 4. One of those three numbers. And the Colts started out 14-0 in the first quarter. And I was like, oh my God, Vegas just knows. They always know. And then all of a sudden in the second quarter, the Titans scored 14 and the Colts only got a field goal. So it was 17-14 going into halftime. And they looked good. Both teams looked pretty good. Carson Wentz threw 51 times, which is an awful lot. But he went 27 for 51, 231 yards passing, 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. One of them was really bad. One of them he threw like in his own end zone. They were like 2 yards away, and then they picked it off and just ran it right back in. Tannehill had a similar stat line, other than that he didn't throw it 51 times. He went 23 for 33 with 265 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and also 2 interceptions. Derrick Henry had 68 yards rushing on 28 attempts. Jonathan Taylor had 70 yards rushing on 16 attempts and 1 touchdown. And Nyheim Hines, oh wait, never mind. I'm reading the wrong stat, sorry. A.J. Brown had 10 receptions for for 155 yards and a touchdown. And then Pittman had 2 more. He's been on fire so far in this part of the season. But yeah, anyway, after halftime, it was 17-14. And then it was 24-21. And then 31-31 going into overtime. And then in overtime, no one scored for like the first like 3 possessions, I think. Because I was watching, at this point, all the afternoon games were over. So I was watching the Bucks and the Saints and the Patriots and Chargers. Excuse me. And the Titans got a field goal to win that game. And I was right. I called it. Not very surprised. I'm still very confused as why people thought the Colts were going to beat the Titans. Titans are 6-2 now, or 5-2. And the Colts were 3-4. And the Colts have been playing very well. I get that, but not as good as the Titans. The beating the Bills and the Chiefs says a lot about your team. So yeah, still don't know why people thought they were going to win, but I mean lose, but they won. I predicted that, just saying. So I am 2-0, 2-1, 2-2, 2-3. I'm 3-3 right now through these 6 games. And then we get to probably my favorite game of the day, and I'm probably going to talk about this for a little bit because it was very fun. The Bengals and the Jets. So it was 17-14 going into halftime, and Mike White, the quarterback for the Jets, played literally out of this world. Nobody really... He came in against the Patriots last week, and he threw pretty well. Obviously, it was garbage time, so no one really knew if it was the truth. But today, he went 37 for 45, 405 yards passing, and 3 touchdown passes. And he also, I think, caught a 2-point conversion or a touchdown. He was very good. He looked very good. He literally beat the Bengals. They were dominating the Bengals. And the Bengals, for some reason, were winning at the end of the game and ran a screen pass that got tipped in the air and intercepted. I don't know why you don't just run the ball with Joe Mixon to kill a clock and win the game. So part of it is on the Bengals for that dumb play call. I mean, they had the game in their hands, but it happens. It's okay. And then apparently the Jets head coach, Saleh, right? He said that Mike White might be their long-term starter if he keeps playing like he is. So pretty crazy. It was a really fun game, though. I have a few problems, though, with this game because there was a really crazy catch. There was a really, really crazy catch by, let me look who caught it. It didn't count. So if you watch the game, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But if not, you should definitely look up the catch because it was ridiculous. Keelan Cole, he went up and he caught it one-handed and he secured it with his one hand and he brought it down. But when he hit the ground, the ball came loose and then he held it against his legs and they ruled it a touchdown and they overturned it. And I was like, you know what? Fine. I get he lost control. The catch rule in football right now is so controversial. So like, sure, go for it. And then the next play, Braxton Berrios. Jose Berrios is a pitcher in baseball. Awkward. Braxton Berrios, he went across the end zone and caught it. And he got both feet down, but the ball was moving. And they said that even though it was moving, he had control of it. Now, as a football fan, that made me very mad. Because I get the other one made it look like he had no control after the ball came loose, but he pinned it against his legs regardless after it came loose. So he still had it. It never hit the ground. But his foot was touching the white, so they called it an incomplete. And then this one they called a touchdown because he had control while it was moving. But I don't really care. I much would have rather seen, if you're going to play by that rule, I would have rather seen the other touchdown count. Because that's like, that was probably the best play of the day. Like, I don't think anybody made a play as good as that. And then it got overturned. It went from the tight end on the Packers, Mercedes Lewis, his crazy catch, and then Keelan Cole, he went up to him immediately after. And Ja'Marr Chase, still probably the rookie of the year favorite. But he had a few drops. One of them was a touchdown. I don't remember how that drive, I don't know if they just got a field goal on that or if they ended up scoring anyway, which makes the drop kind of non-important. But he did drop a touchdown. Not that it matters, because he's still very good. He had, he didn't really have the best game today. He had a touchdown, but he went 3 for 32. But a very fun game, all in all. Very, 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 very fun. Also, there was one call where it was the end of the game. It was like 3rd and 8. And the Bengals made a great play. And the Bengals player went low. And the Jets player ducked his head to truck him. And they hit helmets. And they called it unnecessary roughness. So the Jets got a first down, even though it would have been 4th. And that's what kind of won them the game. And I think as a referee, you should not be allowed to call that. It should be illegal. Because you just, first off, it wasn't even the right call. The Bengals player was like as low as possible. And the Jets player went to the same level. And then they hit head. So he initiated the contact. And it still won them the game, even though it was his fault. Anyway, you should not be allowed to call that because it lost the Bengals the game and it was a great play. He went low by his legs, took him out. Well, didn't take him out because the guy also lowered his helmet. But yeah, still an awful call. Really frustrating with that. But I mean, regardless, it ended in a fun way. The Jets are 2-5 now. I got this one wrong. Obviously, I think many people got this one wrong. Kind of crazy. And now we can have a Mike White hype train for the whole year. And Zach Wilson might be out of a job now. So that's interesting. The next game I'm not going to talk about because it was boring. Rams and Texans. I literally skipped this game until Brandon Cooks on my fantasy team caught a touchdown and almost caught a second one, but he didn't. The Rams and the Texans. Rams were winning 38-0, and then they benched all their starters and said, we'll just let the Texans act like they're playing good. And then the Texans scored 22 in the fourth. Darrell Henderson had a good game. Cooper Kupp had a good game. Same old Rams. I mean, it's hard to bet against the Rams, right? They're so good. I got that one right, by the way. So I'm 4-4. The next one on this list is Patriots and Chargers. I got this one right. I told y'all Patriots were going to beat the Chargers because Belichick can game plan against the Chargers. It was a pretty good game. There was a really awful call that would make this game 34-24. And let me just say, I did say the Patriots were going to win 31-21, I think. And I was pretty close. This was probably my closest score. Crazy. Anyway, there was a pretty awful call earlier in the game. So the Chargers scored first, I think, if I'm remembering. Yeah, they went down and they drove on the Patriots. They scored first. Then the Patriots answered, and then the Patriots got a field goal. Then the Chargers scored, and then the Patriots got another field goal. So it was 14-13 going into half. But one of the field goal drives by the Patriots, the play was called dead. I forgot why. A timeout was called, I think. And the play was called dead. And, man, I don't remember who it was. Let me look up the Chargers roster. Anyway, I'll try to find the name, but I'll just keep telling the story while I find it. It was dead, and Mac Jones was kind of just standing there chilling. Oh, Nasir Adderley, if I'm saying that right. That was him. Wait, no, because he's a safety. I'm lying. Not him. But Mac Jones was standing there, and he had the ball like he was going to throw it, but the play was dead. There was like 15 whistles. And this guy comes out of nowhere, and he hits Mac Jones and like drills him, tackles him. And obviously it starts like a little like argument between the team because they just hit their quarterback. And like, what if he got hurt? He didn't get hurt. But, you know, you can't drill the quarterback like that. What the heck? So they didn't call that. It was, I think, on third down. They didn't call it a unnecessary roughing the passer call or unnecessary roughness, which is so funny because you can hit a quarterback with your pinky finger on the face mask and you'll get called. But yeah, it was crazy because then they get an automatic first down and they probably score a touchdown, which makes the game way farther out of reach. But just something to think about. Really weird that it wasn't called. Really weird. Anyway, this game kind of looked like it could go either way through the first half. The Patriots looked like the better team, but the Chargers were keeping up. They both got a field goal in the third quarter. So the Chargers were still up. They were up 20-17. Am I doing that right? 13-16. Oh, wait. Never mind. They were up 20-16. Yeah. They were up 20-16. And the Patriots would always punt the ball really far, like end up putting the Chargers in their own territory, like really close to the end zone. Herbert threw a incomplete pass in his own end zone. Well, not in his own end zone, but just outside. But there was a holding penalty. So Belichick was like, you know what? Let me try to like big brain this and get a safety. So he threw the challenge flag. They didn't get it. But then I think it was that drive or the next. Adrian Phillips had one interception prior to this. Herbert threw the ball to Jared Cook, who like pulled an AJ Green and didn't know where the ball was. So when Jared Cook turned around, Adrian Phillips was diving and intercepted the ball. And then not only that, he got up and ran it in for a pick six. So that was kind of the nail in the coffin. And then the Patriots ended up driving down the field again. They stopped the Chargers again. And then they drove down the field with Damien Harris, who had a great game, 23 carries, 80 yards, and a touchdown. And he just ran down the field pretty much. And they made sure to stay in bounds. It was very smart. Really fun to watch smart football. And not like yell at your TV because you see a team doing something stupid, like the Bengals who threw a screen pass when they didn't need to. So yeah, Patriots won 27-24. Chargers got their touchdown last second. And then they onside kicked it to get it back, obviously to try to tie it or win. And then Hunter Henry got the recovery. So he got like a little stab back at his team. He was very heated. Him and Adrian Phillips were both very like aggressive towards the Chargers. They really wanted to win. I know most players do. It's fun, you know, a nice rivalry, but it was just interesting to see. So I got that right. I forgot what I'm at, but I'll check after. The Seahawks and Jaguars was a lot of fun because a lot of crazy stuff happened. Metcalf was out of this world. He literally made one of the most insane catches I've seen in a long time. Lockett had 12 receptions for 142 yards. And then the Seahawks also returned a onside kick, which is like, let me look when the last time happened, when that happened. When was the last time a football team scored on an onside? Are going to tell me today, huh? Oh, 2017. That's not that long ago. Well, that's a bummer. That was going to be more exciting. Anyway, not much to say about that game because it was blowout 31-7 Seahawks, but it was a lot of fun. Geno Smith looked, yeah, I mean, he did what he needed to. Seahawks fans are probably really happy because you're like weeks away from Russell Wilson's return probably. And that win probably, not guaranteed, but made it more likely that they'll let him play this year to try to save their season. Geno Smith went 20 for 24 with 195 yards passing and two touchdowns. Pretty good. I mean, he played the Jaguars, so not too hard. No offense to the Jaguars. They're just not very good this year. But, yeah, he looked pretty good. Okay, so they won 31-7. I'm going to skip the Broncos and Washington game because I was right. It was a boring game, and I was also right that the Broncos were going to win. But, man, it was just super boring. They literally scored 13 combined points through the first half, and then they only scored two touchdowns. There was only three touchdowns scored. Super boring. Sorry, Broncos and Washington football team fans. It's Halloween, and I have plans, and I really wanted to do this, but I don't think your episode is that episode. I don't think your game warrants any explanation. It was pretty boring. Bridgewater's fun to watch, though. I'm a big Bridgewater fan. Love Bridgewater. Okay, next game. Anyway. Buccaneers and Saints. This was a crazy one because the Saints beat the Buccaneers 36-27. Brady, I think, turned the ball over four times. That breaks my heart. Love Tom Brady. I know that's a hot take. It was a fun game, though. It was 16-7 going into halftime because the Saints kicker shanked an extra point, like shanked it. I think it's because he kicks the ball so hard. If you listen to him kick, it sounds like a bomb. So I think he kicked it so hard that he just missed it and it like spiraled out of control. Tom Brady's long ball is still as good as ever. He literally slings that thing downfield and it's like right on the money. But yeah, they were losing 16-7 and then I believe 23-7. But then they scored 14 unanswered in that quarter, in the third. So it was 23-21. And then they scored again in the fourth to make it. Let me see when they had the score. I literally just got done watching this game. I don't know why I'm blanking. Oh yeah, that's what happened. That is what happened. So the Buccaneers scored to make it 23-21. And then the Saints got a field goal. Yeah, 23-21. And then the Saints got a field goal, so then it was 26-21. Then the Bucs got a touchdown. But they went for two to make it a three-point game, and they didn't get it. So then it was 27-26. And this, by the way, this, you want to see, like, some swag and some really cool, like not taunting, because that's not allowed anymore, which is stupid. But Brady threw a long ball to Cyril Grayson, and he was wide open. And right before he got to the end zone, he, like, slowly walked in. I don't know, just really cool for people who like that sort of stuff. And then the Saints got a field goal after that and made it 29-27. So then everyone was like, okay, well, you gave Brady like 2 minutes to go down, score a touchdown with two timeouts. Another storybook ending for Brady. But that's not what happened, unfortunately. Brady threw in a Mike Evans, and this is all, I blame this game all on Mike Evans. Well, not all on him, but I blame the ending on him because Tom Brady threw a pass and he was there. He could have caught it, but he saw a safety dropping down to drill him. So he like tensed up and he didn't want to get hit. So the ball was incomplete. And at first I was like, that was an awful throw. But if you really watch, it looks like Evans probably could have caught that. And it's really unfortunate because then the next play, Brady threw it into like double coverage and it was a pick six by, I think it's PJ Williams, right? Oh no. Yeah. I think it's PJ Williams. And then the Buccaneers three out pretty much, but then went for it on fourth down and didn't get it. So then the Saints kneeled and won 36-27. That's a shocker. And now the NFC is like really wild because the Packers have the one seed, I think. In the playoffs right now, if the playoffs were to start today, wow, this is so weird. So yeah, Packers 1, Cardinals 2, Cowboys 3, Buccaneers 4, Rams 5, Saints 6, Vikings 7, Panthers 8. It's just weird though, right? Because the Buccaneers lost last year to the Saints twice, and they won the Super Bowl. So I'm not really taking this Buccaneers loss as like a judgment game. Probably just a bad game. I mean, there were some parts where they looked really good, but their defense is just really rough right now. But yeah, the Cowboys are the 3 seed, but I think the Cowboys, well, I'll tell you later and I'll get into it. But yeah, it's just weird to see the Buccaneers over the Rams because the Rams are second in their division. The Buccaneers are leading their division. So yeah. And then the AFC, just because we're here, and that's the last game I was talking about anyway. Oh, and also, sorry, I'm jumping around. The Saints won with Trevor Siemian because Jameis Winston went out. So that also is kind of scary that the defense couldn't stop Trevor Siemian. Siemian went 16 for 29, 159, and one touchdown. Granted, he didn't look amazing. He was just getting, like, he was just exposing the poor play by the defense. But yeah, if you're a Buccaneers fan, I don't think you worry too much, you know? They were here last year. Everyone thought the same thing. And the Saints had Drew Brees. So let that sink in. They'll get it fixed. They always do, right? Tom Brady's too good. But yeah, it was a fun game to watch.
But in the AFC now, for the playoffs, now that we're here, the Titans are the 1 seed, 6-2. Raiders are 2nd, 5-2. That is so weird. The Raiders are the 2 seed. Ravens are 3 at 5-2. Buffalo Bills are 4 at 5-2. Bengals are 5th at 5-3. Oh, my voice. Oh, that was rough. Oof. And Steelers are 6 at 4-3. Chargers are 7 at 4-3. And the Patriots are 8 at 4-4. Tied with the Browns and the Broncos. All right, sorry. Cut off. Tied with the Browns and the Broncos. So, yeah. I'm just going to move on real quick to what I think is going to happen today with the Vikings and the Cowboys, and then that will be it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. This is always so fun. I really enjoy this. I'm having a lot of fun. So, yeah. Anyway, the Vikings and the Cowboys play, and just a little while ago, it was announced that Dak Prescott's not playing. So I'm happy I didn't make my game picks for this game on Thursday or Friday, because now I think the Vikings are going to win, because I think that they're pretty good. And I know the Cowboys are also good, but I don't think with a backup quarterback, they'll beat the Vikings. So I'm going to say 38-21, the Vikings beat the Cowboys on Halloween night. Yeah, that's just how I feel. It's going to be a good game. Probably, I hope. I would hope. But I think near the end, the Vikings just kind of pull away. Really a bummer. It actually is, like, looking at it right now. It's a bummer that Dak is hurt. Because this would have been a really, really good game. Another primetime game we get robbed of, right? I mean, we didn't get robbed of the Packers one because that was an awesome game. But, yeah. Bummer. But yeah, anyway. Sorry this one was so quick and that I was rushing things. I'm going to go enjoy Halloween and, hang out with friends and stuff, family. I hope you guys have a good Halloween. I hope that your team's won, whoever you are. And if they didn't, I'm sorry. Just know it's a bones day today. So enjoy the day. Don't worry about football if your team lost. Just go eat a bunch of candy, watch spooky movies, and, yeah, just enjoy the day. Thank you so much for listening. Also, tune into Game 5 of the World Series tonight, Braves and Astros. If the Braves win, they win the World Series. They're up 3-1. Yeah, anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm posting again on Monday. So, yeah, thank you. Bye, everyone.